When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
Well, welcome back to the SCP Files. I'm your host, Aaron, and joining me are our players, or SCP operatives. To my left, we have...
My name's Mark. I'll be playing the character known as Arlo Crow, U.S. Marshal.
Okay.
Daniel, I'll be playing the research analyst known as Bill Alvarez, work for the SCP.
Woo-woo. And?
Nothing, I'm not playing anywhere. I'm Ariel. I play the field researcher, Eleanor Maldana.
All right. Well, with all our introductions out of the way, let's go ahead and do a recap.
All right.
Where we last left off, you had a particularly hairy run-in with a certain SCP, SCP-173. It was a close call, but you all made it out unscathed. At the end of everything, you received a very alarming phone call. And you found a picture in the seat of your vehicle. And on the back, a handwritten note that says, "Don't look, Crow." Okay, so you are on the phone with your... Well, you're trying to call your supervisor.
Yeah.
And the phone call, it sounds like somebody answers it and then quickly hangs back up.
I'm going to call back.
You get a... disconnected message.
I'm going to call the person that's below him.
You only have the one number.
This seems very inefficient. If I can't get a hold of him, who the hell am I supposed to talk to? I'm going to walk over to one of them and grab the earpiece out of their ear.
Ouch.
And I'm going to shove it in my ear and be like, "Hey, I've got a photograph in my truck."
That was uncalled for.
And unsanitary.
And Shy Guy got released. Is anybody there?
So you hear a crackle.
I would advise you, Agent, to use code names from henceforth.
Well, I don't give a shit because my supervisor's not answering and apparently I don't have anybody else's number. So... y'all are going to have to button down and either give me another number to talk to or just tell me what to do.
As for SCP-096, yeah. It is still in containment.
Well, I thought these two, whatever they're called, just got a message stating it had been released.
Not from this office.
Boy, you guys don't know your ass from this. I'm saying this. I'm going to be taking the headphone out. I'm going to say,
so
boy.
So you can hear some chatter, but you can't quite make out what it is across the headset.
I'm just going to say, well, you guys don't know your ass from a hole in the ground and, like, pull it out of my ear and hand it back to her.
I'm going to, like, wipe it off and then stick it back in my ear.
Right. Well, we still got a little more containing to do on this case.
Well, as you stick it back in your ear, you hear the end of the chatter.
Be advised, stand by for further reports.
Understood.
But we still got some containing to do left on this one. So let's go find that lady that got out and contain her.
I'll give him a clear description. I mean, he would have seen her before, but...
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... This isn't a very big town, is it?
No, it's a very small town with a very small population. You're looking at maybe 2,000 people tops.
Yeah, everybody's going to know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go, I'm going to drive, tell them to get in the car. And I'm going to drive to the sheriff's office. And the picture, I'm going to slide it into the dash upside down and not look at it.
Okay.
And I'm going to get out and say, stay here. I'll be right back.
So as you shut the door, you start heading into the police station.
Mm-hmm.
That rookie cop is sitting there again reading his comics.
I'm going to say, hey, I got a question. I got a witness to question about the things that happened over at the convenience store.
We heard about that. That was that was terrible.
Yeah, something got out of hand, but we got it contained. No need to worry. But I need to speak to her to see what her side of the story is, and I'm going to give him a description of her. I'm like, do you know her by name or anything?
Rebecca. Yeah, we actually have her in holding, cell one. She was babbling about some nonsense, so you said anything weird, so we kind of locked her up and just kept her there.
Alrighty.
She's babbling about something about a moving statue.
It's a disguise guy likes to use. It freaks people out at first because everything happened. Never mind. Right. Is the sheriff in?
No, he. You just missed him. He stepped out.
Are the only one left here in the facility?
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Right. I'm going to step. I'll be right back. I just got to grab my team real quick. I'm going to step out and step out. Back to the car, mm-hmm. Get them, and I'm going to grab the picture and tuck it into my pocket.
Okay.
And be like, all right, we got her in here, luckily. So let's go contain this shit.
How convenient.
Yep. All righty. So I'm going to walk back in and be like, all right, I got my team. We're going to go ask her some questions real quick. Are there cameras back there by chance?
Oh, yeah. Each holding cell has camera.
All right. Cool. your guy's a computer geek, right?
Yeah.
Daniel? This here is, he's our technology expert. He's going to take a look at your all systems and basically monitor things from here. And I'm going to, like, you know, look at him like,
I know the drill.
Yeah, you know the drill. Like, delete it all.
Well, I'm more than happy to help. I'm not really doing anything.
No, you can go grab lunch. We got the...
I can't really leave the office because of phone calls and...
Oh, he makes good on answering phone calls.
I really don't want to lose my job. If I leave, then the sheriff's gonna... He's gonna
the sheriff's
know.
Gonna do exactly what we tell him to do. Hey. You know who this is, right?
I'm a marshal. We work hand in hand with local law enforcement all the time. No need to get excited, you two. Listen, you just go grab lunch real quick, all right? The sheriff's not... I'll explain everything to the sheriff, and once I do, he'll understand it all, right?
I really feel like I should at least give him a call and see what he says.
No. Like I said, I'm on great terms with the sheriff. I really am. So I feel like if I just talk to him later on, no need to disturb him now. I'll go ahead and, you know, I can go ahead and smooth things over with.
Persuade. Roll me a persuade.
What I was going for. Where the F are my dice? There's my dice.
I'm going to look and see if there's hot coffee here, too. And make me a cup of coffee.
You don't even need to. I don't even need you to roll for that. Yeah, obviously there's hot coffee.
I'm going
to
go make some coffee. Or make me a cup of coffee, I should say. And then I'm going to sit at a computer. That looks like it would be whenever they monitor at.
Alrighty. Oh, yeah. That is 34 under 60.
All right.
I'm
so,
a smooth-talking marshal.
After some heated discussion and some coercion on your side, he kind of scratches his head and he's... As long as I don't lose my job over there, I mean,
no, you're not gonna lose. Everything's gonna be perfectly fine. All right. If anything happens, I'll take the full blame, and I'll just, you know, us marshals get away with shit like this all the time. They'll just yell at me a few times and send me out to the sticks again.
All right, Marshal. Okay. He grabs his jacket and heads out.
Have a great day. And as soon as he walks out, I'm locking the door.
Okay.
All right. Now you. Mr. Smart Dude, you're going to erase everything starting from when we walk through them doors to when we leave.
Well, my plan was to erase when she came in.
Oh, there you go. Boom. We'll get rid of all the evidence of her. And as for you, Miss, I'm going to yell at everybody that, you know, confronts us with some stuff.
I was just trying to help.
Can you guys roll me an alertness?
Well, that's... 54 under 80.
Okay.
I literally rolled one below you and I still failed.
Yeah. I got 32 under 40.
Okay. So you two, as you're talking to him who's sitting in front of the computer with his coffee, you happen to catch something on the computer screen in that room. You see like this little black goo drip. It looks like some sort of black blob drip down the side of the camera lens.
I'm going to draw my gun and go running back.
Okay. So you run back there and you get there and do you kick the door in or are you bursting into the room?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you burst into the room, she panics and kind of jolts back. She's cuffed to the table though. And kind of jolts back, tries to defend herself a little bit, you know, shy away from you. Nothing seems amiss.
I'm going to look up at the camera.
There is a little bit of black kind of dripping goo. It's very small. Almost looks like somebody flung a little bit of black paint off a paintbrush up there.
Right. Can one of y'all eggheads get back here real quick?
I'm going to look at him. Like, roll my eyes and then go back and go with him.
I don't know if you brought a field kit with you at all or anything, but there's a substance up on that camera lens. I want you to take a sample of it and so we can find out what the hell that is.
I'm assuming I would.
Oh, yeah, you're a field agent now, so you're going to have all your beakers and testing equipment.
So I'm going to go back to the SUV, grab my equipment.
Okay.
Come back inside. Make sure I lock it again. Go in there. And you said it's up, correct?
Yeah.
I'm going to need some help up there. I'm not that tall.
I'm going to move a chair over for her.
Here. Would I be tall enough to get it on the chair?
Just.
Okay. So make sure I have my gloves on and all the safety shit.
Okay. You're throwing goggles and stuff on too and face masks and...
Everything.
Okay.
I'm a scientist. I know to prepare myself.
Okay. So you're going to take a sample.
Yep.
All right. What are you going to do with said sample?
I'm going to get in my kit.
Are you going to test it for like bodily fluids?
We're just collecting right now.
Oh, okay. That's so you're just collecting right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she wouldn't have the proper equipment in the field to test anything.
She would have things. I would argue as a quick test, like bodily fluids or
nothing black should be coming out of a human normal body. So at this point, we're collecting.
No, that's fine. Okay, so you're just collecting the sample.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so you've got your sample collected in the little beaker.
Well, it'd be my little test tube, and I'm gonna boop.
So what's next?
Alrighty. Well, you can join Agent What's-His-Face up front there, young lady. I'll handle this real quick. So I'm going to pull the picture out of my pocket.
Okay.
And I'm going to, like, hold it up to her and be like, is this the man that you saw?
Is this some sort of joke?
Can you describe the picture to me?
Some sort of woman, a brunette, perhaps. It's kind of far away. Looks like she's sitting in some sort of diner booth.
Can I roll a an intelligence to see if I would have heard what is on the Shy Guy picture?
No. You won't be privy to that information.
Would I?
You would. With your clearance level, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll be right back.
Now, while they were doing all this, I would have been still trying to erase everything.
Okay. Roll me an alertness then, since you're still looking at the cameras and you're trying to erase things.
17 out of 20.
So you, while watching the camera, just briefly, so you watch him kick the door in and you see her kind of jump scared. Nothing really catches you off guard until she looks directly at the camera and has a slight smirk. As quickly as it comes, it dissipates back to a face of fear. So you have to do a double take. You rewind it a little bit and you come back and you look at it again, and there it is. You see that little tiny slimmer of a smirk.
So he has come back at this time?
He's coming back up front, yeah.
Okay, I will point this out. Before I erase this, you might want to see this.
Okay.
So I'll play back that little snippet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know what's on the SCP whatever shy person thing?
I'm not privy to that information.
You said I would, right?
You would be privy to information about SCP-096.
Yes.
And what's on the picture itself? Does anybody know? Do you know?
All you know in the descriptions that you have been given in the reports is that SCP-096 is in the photographs.
The only information I've ever been given about that is that SCP-096 is in the photograph.
Hmm. Right. So, is there any reason why she'd be smirking at the camera like that?
She said she jumped first, and yep. Then she smirked, and yep. Then she looked fearful again?
Yep.
Not that I know of, but I don't know some of these SCPs.
All right, well... y'all keep an eye on them cameras. If anything funky starts to happen, come a running. I'm going to walk back to the holding cell and I'm going to close the door and stand at the door.
Okay.
I'm going to be looking at her and I'm going to start. So... let's go over what you saw in the convenience store. From beginning to end, what happened?
Well, I was just shopping, and this creature, I thought it was just a display, and when I rounded the corner, I heard this disturbing crack, and I ran, and then I saw it in the doorway, and I just continued to run through the store, and eventually I ran outside where your colleague attacked me, and then you all ran into the store. And you almost died.
Well, we didn't almost die.
Well, I mean, she blinked.
Were you still watching? I thought you wanted to get out of there.
So, the disposition of this person changes. Mm-hmm. And they kind of sit back, cross their arms, and it's almost like they control the interview now.
Right. Well, I thought you ran straight here to the sheriff's office.
Roll me. You know what? No, with your 80, I'll let you have this one. You can see one of the handcuffs is not cuffed to the table. One of the shackles is not cuffed to the table. It's just looped around to give the appearance of being cuffed.
I'm going to draw my pistol and shoot her in the head.
All right, go ahead. Give me a roll.
That's 29 under 60.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not even going to ask you to roll me damage on this one. Just kablooey. Brain splatters. She falls limp and kind of tumbles onto the floor.
Hmm. Right. Well, situation contained.
Seems like he took care of the witness.
Well, y'all get some mops and buckets. We got some shit to clean up in here. I'm going to grab the body and start walking up front with her. And I'm going to throw her in the back of the... I'm going to look out the door first to see if anybody's around.
I'm glad you did, because the sheriff is walking back up to the front of the building at this time.
Fuck. I'm going to drop the body right in front, right behind the desk.
Okay.
So he can't see it from the door. And I'm going to, without open locking the door, I'm going to like get his attention by knocking on the glass.
So I just want to let you know, with your alertness, you do know there is a blood smear from the interview room / holding cell to the front desk.
Mm-hmm. I'm fully aware of that.
Okay, so you're knocking on the window. So you grab his attention. He kind of goes up to the window and tries to push the door open and realizes it's locked, and he's like...
Sorry, Sheriff. We kind of had to commandeer the headquarters for a minute. Don't worry. I've got one of my men working the front desk for you. If anything pops up, it will notify... all local law enforcement at the time that they are needed. U.S. Marshal as well as FBI have kind of needed to contain a couple of prisoners that we are currently holding, and we can't let anybody in that is not cleared to be near this guy. I'm going to try to roll persuade to lie my ass off.
Okay.
No, that's a 98.
Well, he kind of peers over your shoulder and happens to see a little bit of the blood smear. Mm-hmm. And he kind of looks shocked and, what's going on in there?
It's gotten pretty bad. That's why we got it on lockdown.
What the hell happened? I was gone for maybe 10 minutes tops.
Yeah, and in that time we apprehended a couple of suspects. And we brought them in. I dismissed your man. He's a great dude. Didn't want to leave. But one of the FBI boys kind of threatened his job and everything going on here. So, you know, I'm trying to contain it and trying to keep it as calm.
So who the hell's blood is that?
It's one of the guys. He got out, punched somebody, got shot in the leg, and he kind of ran back there. And currently has somebody...
Well, it seems like y'all need some assistance. So go ahead and let me on in.
No.
He tries to push through the door.
I'm going to, like, pop my gun, like, the clip on the gun and say, Sheriff, now, I can't allow that. It's...
So you see him start jiggling keys.
Now, hold on just a damn minute. You're going...
I'm going to draw the gun and tap on the glass with it, like, ting, ting, ting. And say, Sheriff, I can't allow that. The FBI will not let you through this building willingly. And you don't want to upset the big guys. Trust me.
Go ahead and roll me another persuade.
That's crit.
Hey,
11. So
after he sees that gun, he kind of, oh, shit. He kind of puts his keys back on the loop.
Now, come on now. I'm gonna go ahead and go back to my car. Pretend I didn't see nothing. Mary Beth is going to be real mad if I don't come home tonight. So here, go ahead and do your thing. Do your thing.
Thank you, Sheriff. I'm glad you like cooperating with me. Click. God damn, local law enforcement is a fucking I have to deal with sometimes. Where are we at on them cameras?
Well, you did want us to clean up, too.
Well, I mean, you deal with the... That's part of the cleanup.
Yeah,
I had went to, like, the janitor's freaking... I'm sure there's a janitor's closet.
Yeah.
Had started the process of cleanup when that happened.
So, while you're doing cleanup, why don't you go ahead and roll me a computer science to see how you've done with cleanup so far.
And this is anything from when right before the woman was brought in to currently.
Yep.
59 out of 80.
Okay, so you've actually got a decent amount cleaned up. You're just about done. You probably got maybe another 10, 15 minutes worth of work.
Delete. Delete.
Delete. Alrighty, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to unlock the doors and I'm going to back my SUV up like to where it is in the doorway and I can just basically throw the body in with nobody seeing.
Okay.
But I'm first going to put down some plastic sheeting that I carry around because I kind of do this all the time.
Okay, so go ahead. First, go ahead and roll me a stealth.
Yeah, it's a 41 over 10.
Okay, so the body thunks in the back, which we knew was going to happen anyway because you're just throwing the body in. Okay.
It is tinted, by the way. The glass is tinted heavily. Yeah.
So you see the sheriff across the street sitting in a parked car. And he's kind of glancing up every once in a while. And he's looking back at his newspaper. Every now and again, he glances. Doesn't seem like he's seen much of anything.
Mm. That nosy motherfucker. I can't wait till he sees something special and I can just get rid of him. What kind of sheriff weighs that much anyway? What kind of sheriffing does he do at that weight? Get back here, boy. Don't make me eat them pork rinds, damn it. Ugh. Anyway, all right. And I'm going to go and assist her on cleaning up the blood and everything.
Okay. So it takes you guys a little while. Go ahead and roll me another computer science to see how well you've done.
I just want you to know, as a scientist, I would know how to thoroughly clean an area.
That's why I'm not making you roll.
I think cleanup is our specialty in this business.
86 out of 80.
Well, a firewall prevents you from completely eradicating the security footage from the system.
What kind of sheriff station has a firewall?
The computer has outsmarted you.
The roads are terrible in this town, but by God, we spent 50% of our budget locking down that sheriff station.
Lock it down. So, would you like to give it another try?
Yes.
Okay.
There's one. Once this is done, there's another thing I want to erase data-wise, too. That is a 49 out of 80.
Okay, so this time you managed to successfully eradicate the footage from the system.
All right.
Even the arrest from the system.
Yeah, and I want to see if they have a paper copy of the arrest as well.
They do not.
They're going paperless?
They're going paperless.
That's why I just wanted to make sure, because I was like, well, watch
it. Well, since it wasn't technically an arrest and more of a kind of witness that they were leery of because of erratic behavior, they put her under lock and key. What you do read in the report as you're deleting it is they kind of put her under lock and key because of her erratic behavior. And they called a local psychiatrist to come in to do an analysis to see if she was fit to provide statement. And that was, they called her roughly about 20 minutes before you showed up.
I'm going to pick up the phone.
Okay.
I'm going to call this psychiatrist's office.
Okay.
Do I get the psychiatrist or like a receptionist?
You get a secretary.
All right. So I'm going to say, yeah, this is the Mesilla Sheriff Office calling about the appointment that we had with the psychiatrist. And I'm going to give the witness's name.
Oh, she just left.
Yeah, can you get a hold of her and tell her that we don't need her anymore? We've released the witness.
Okay, yeah. She probably still on lunch break, so I give her a call, and that's not a problem.
Yeah, just that way she doesn't have to waste a trip coming here. We just don't want to, you know, if she's got other stuff she's got to do, the witness is no longer needed.
Okay, I appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
So, I need you to roll me an alertness.
Why? 88 out of 20.
So, nope. Okay.
I'm going to say, is he going, he's going back and forth.
Oh, cleaning and whatnot? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there might be a psychiatrist on the way for the witness.
Motherfucker.
I called to try and cancel, so we'll see.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to... All right, there's not much left in here. I'm going to go sit in the front seat of this truck, my SUV, make sure no one tries to sneak in and get a peek at what's going on. Y'all just, when you're done, just let me know. I'm going to get in the front seat and keep an eye out in front of everything.
Okay. So, as you're climbing the front seat... You look over to see the sheriff again, and the newspaper's kind of up over his face, but you do see something white on his forehead, and you kind of, whatever, you get into the car, shut it, and he pulls the newspaper down, looks at you, nods, everything's normal. That little, it must have been a glare or something on his forehead.
Right, and I'm basically going to sit there until they're done doing what they're doing.
All right, you guys wrap up, and what do you two want to do?
Does it look like there's any other loose ends involving this witness?
If you guys want to roll a search, you can.
Oh, 18 out of 20.
Oh!
No, 54 over 40.
Well, the areas that you search... You know, neither one of you find really anything. Everything looks very clean. It's well cleaned up, so you guys are in the clear. All right, so what do you guys want to do from here?
I'll make sure anything I brought in, like, I will... I'm taking this coffee cup. No evidence.
It's mine now. All right, so you guys hop in the back of the... Or hop into the car?
Yep, I'm going to drive over and pull up next to the sheriff.
Okay.
And... Be like, I'm gonna like signal and roll down his window.
And he kind of rolls it down.
Now, Sheriff, everything's left nice and tidy for you in there. The witness that he had, the feds went ahead and took her out the back door, and they're taking her to another facility for questioning, because they want to handle it themselves rather than locals doing it. Since it was an FBI marshal case that's being handled, there's no reason to get the locals involved and having, you know, another chain to jump over and basically kind of work through. So we got it all handled. Everything's nice and clean in there for you. Your men can now go back and use the office as needed.
Right. We appreciate you. As he... You catch him wipe his nose. It seems to be... He wipes something... Something almost red away from his nose.
You all right there, Sheriff?
Perfectly fine. You go and have yourself a nice day.
No nosebleeds of any kind?
I get them every once in a while. It's a desert wind.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. I'm going to tip my hat and have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drive off, but keep an eye in my rearview mirror on him.
Okay. So he gets out of his car, kind of puts his hat on, starts to walk up. And you notice he's got a little bit more confident hip in his step. As he walks into the police station, you drive off.
Something weird's going on with people around here. You know, right before I put that bullet in this lady's head, her tone changed on her. Like, she wasn't freaked out about seeing a statue running around snapping necks anymore or something. And that sheriff is usually the most pushover person I've ever seen. That's why, you know... That's why he gets elected, because it's a rig every time. Because he doesn't do anything around here. We're the ones keeping this town in order, and the only thing he's there for is because he's the biggest yes man there is. But this time, he was a little more confident in himself, a little more pushy about something. I don't like it. Something's going on around here. Do you guys know of any kind of SCP that can make people more confident, change their demeanor? I don't know, change their whole attitude?
If you would like to roll intelligence, you two.
18 out of 70.
53 under 85.
So both of you have access to substantial amounts of files. Some of the files aren't even included in the local containment procedures, meaning they're contained in other facilities. With as high up as you are on the intelligence charts. And yes, you do know some of them, some SCPs that can boost confidence or, you know, give a different persona to a person. But none that would be anywhere near your facility. They're contained in different kind of different facilities.
Any of them have to do with the black goo?
None.
I think it has something to do with that black substance we found. Might be another SCP.
I'm going to try calling my supervisor again.
Ariel, would you be so kind as to roll me an alertness as you're sitting in the back seat looking up towards the dash?
A 9 under 40.
Nice. Since he's got his AC on, it's blowing onto this picture a little bit. You start to see some sort of words appearing.
Can I make them out?
No, you can't. They're on the backside of the photograph as well, though. You can't quite make them out from your distance, and it doesn't look like they're 100% there. But as you watch the words and the AC continues to blow on the picture, the words actually start to look like they're disappearing.
Seems like the words are disappearing on your photo.
I'm gonna glance down at it.
So as you glance down, the letters written in black are still there, but there is some sort of like blue smudge, almost like receipt paper. It's slowly disappearing.
Like a smudge, no lettering?
It looks like lettering. Yeah. It looks like it could be lettering. It doesn't look like an accidental smudge, we'll say that.
Could it be something in this picture, maybe? I'm going to, again, try to call my supervisor.
Nothing.
You know, he always answers his phone. Do you guys have a number to call, a supervisor, a handler, anything?
Would we? I mean, we do have the earpieces.
You have the earpieces, yeah, but you don't really have any contact numbers. You guys don't really leave much.
We don't get out much.
Well, we still gotta get rid of this damn body. I'm going to drive out into the middle of the desert.
Ariel and Daniel, why don't you both give me intelligence rolls real quick?
Dang, 75 out of 70, so
No.
I got 51 under 85.
As you're thinking about this picture, you're kind of stuck up on it. Something clicks with you. If the AC is blowing on the picture and the print is disappearing,
then he would make it. I'm going to take the picture and like stick it in my hands.
Okay.
For warmth, because you know, hands. And then looking the lettering.
Okay. So the lettering is faint and it's not legible yet. It looks like it needs a little bit more heat application.
All right, I'm sticking it under my armpit. That is a source of heat. I mean, it is.
Okay, so you sit it there for a couple minutes. You pull the picture out. Not only does it smell now because you're in the New Mexico heat and you've had some action today, but you can see the words. And at the bottom, below the Don't Look Crow, says, unless you're ready for the truth.
Crow, this photo says, obviously it says Don't Look Crow, but underneath it, it says, unless you're ready for the truth.
I'm going to reach back and snatch it from her.
Okay, as you snatch it, you see the lettering, it's starting to fade.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make it out.
I'm going to turn the photo around and look at it.
It is a picture of your ex-wife.
With?
Sitting in a diner, eating a burger.
Truth about what? Her eating something? Who the fuck kind of creep is going on here?
What are you talking about, Crow?
This is my ex-wife, Shelby.
Your ex-wife is an SCP?
As far as I know, not. I mean, it's complicated. She's a witch, but I don't think you can classify her as SCP. Much as
a witch, as in like she studies that type of religion?
No, it's long story. She left me for a realtor. It's complicated.
Are you looking at the photo?
I couldn't imagine why. No, he still has the photo, okay. So no.
This is a familiar photo to you. This is someone you took.
Is it one I can see since it's up front?
You can. Would you like to roll an alertness?
Sure. I'm probably not going to make it, but I'll roll it. Nope. 80 out of 20.
Nope.
Is this something I would notice with my 80 alertness?
Normally I would say yes, but since you took the photo, you weren't really paying attention to this. But I can give you an alertness roll.
Alrighty. No, that's 99.
No dice. Ariel, do you want to give it a shot, maybe looking over your shoulder?
Sure, why not? That's a 98.
Anyway, I'm still driving out of the desert so we can dump this body off.
Okay.
We still have a body in the back of the car.
All right, so you guys are going to continue driving into the desert.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you get there... who's digging the hole?
Nose goes. Sorry, dude. All right. We cleaned up blood. I pulled the trigger. All you did is sit at a desk, so. Fine. I'll dig the motherfucking hole. I can already tell I probably got the best physique out of all y'all.
Right. So as soon as you open those back doors, after digging a hole for quite some time, you get hit by a raunchy stench of rot.
Damn, she shouldn't be rotting this fast.
And you see black liquid dripping from her corpse.
Eggheads.
You know, we have names.
I can't remember them. What do you make of this?
That looks exactly like the substance I got from the wall. I'm gonna get my kit out and, you know, suit up and everything else and take some more samples.
Okay.
And I'm gonna attempt at least, since I have so much of it now, I'm gonna attempt at least the quick tests.
Quick swabs and things.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll me a forensics then.
Ooh. 9% under 40.
Okay. You test it, it comes back as human blood.
This isn't possible.
However, it comes back as trace amounts of human blood. Meaning it's not like you just swabbed a fresh patch of blood. It's saying there's traces of human blood in here.
Well, whatever this is, it's almost like it's replacing blood. There's trace amounts of human blood in this, but that's it. Do I have any other further testing to try to figure out what it is?
You could probably test for like metals and things like that, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead. And
okay. You test and it comes back with trace amounts of every metal.
It's metallic. Every metal. That's strange. Can I roll intelligence to see if I can figure out anything about this?
like matching it up with an SCP or...
Yeah, something like that.
You can, but it's going to be pretty difficult.
Okay. Worth a try.
So while she's doing all this, I'm going to be taking... I'm going to be looking for a cactus that's about like 30 to 40 yards out.
Okay.
And I'm going to be taking shots at it. Board.
Okay, so you shoot the cactus.
Yeah.
I rolled a 68 under 85.
Okay, so here's what I will give you with that. In passing, as the SCP agents like to do every once in a while, there was a discussion that you eavesdropped in about an SCP that caused secretion of a black substance from its victims. All you know is that, and that it is a Keter class. So yeah, that's what you know.
That it was a Keter class? Oh, this isn't good.
What's not good?
The SCP that I believe this is from is a Keter class.
Well, start chirping through that headphone of yours, because I can't get through to my supervisor on this one.
We have a problem here.
As soon as you hit it to talk, you both hear a screech through your headsets.
Ow, I'm ripping it out.
Okay.
Ow.
What?
Well, that's not good either. Whatever's going on with you is now going on with me, too. And I'm assuming Bill, too, because I saw him flinch.
Right. Back in the car.
I'm getting back in the car.
Just going to kick the body in the hole and just kind of
no,
leave.
No, not even that. I'm going to grab my shotgun and load it up and pump it. And I'm going to hand it to one of these two. Like, which one of y'all can handle a gun better?
Probably him.
Do you have anything in the skill?
On a scale from 1 to 100, what would you say your skill would be?
It's on the bottom left.
Under firearms.
That there's a 20%.
So we have the same thing.
Shit. So y'all paper rock scissors for it, but one of y'all get in the back seat and keep that gun pointed straight at that body in the back. And if it so much as twitches, you start racking those rounds through it, all right?
So you getting up front then?
I'm getting up front.
All right. So I'm going to hand you the shotgun and say, if that thing moves, start racking. Don't look down the barrel. If that thing so much start moving, you start racking rounds through it. I'm going to get in and I'm going to full speed to back to the facility where I picked them up at.
Okay.
What?
So as you're driving hella fast, you pass the police station and you catch a brief glimpse of a police officer wearing a mask. It's an old mask. Looks like that of a comics mask from theater. But it doesn't really faze you as anything other than more weird people in this town. And you drive on. And I'm assuming you're driving back to the facility.
Yes.
As you get to the facility, it is locked up tighter than Fort Knox. And there are 15 armed personnel standing out front. As you pull up, they all draw guns on you.
I'm going to hold up my hands. Be like, I'm Deputy Arlo Crowe. I'm stationed out of this facility. Got two field agents with me. And we also have something weird going on in the back of the car.
Credentials.
All right. I'm going to reach into the glove box and get my credentials. I'm going to reach over and grab my marshal's badge as well as my...
Documents.
And I'm going to hold them high and up out, like in the window while holding my other arm on the steering wheel.
So a individual looks to be an officer, comes forward, grabs them out of your hand, looks them over. Kind of does some sort of hand signal. Everybody drops their firearms. Right. Well, maybe you three can answer some fucking questions. Why the fuck has communication been down from this post?
We don't know. I lost communication with my supervisor. I've been trying to get a hold of him for several hours now. And these two, when they tried contacting their little supervisor or handler, whoever, they got a loud screeching noise through their earpiece, loud enough for them to rip their earpiece out. And we have a situation in the back, as well as in the town, and I haven't been able to get a nobody.
Well, congratulations. You're now recently reassigned to 97. You're part of our unit now.
Cool. What does that mean?
Because your unit's completely dead. Isolated, eradicated. Whatever went through here completely rusted the place and made it ancient. As you look past the fencing, you see that the building has collapsed and looks like it's been collapsed for decades.
What the? We were just here this morning.
Yeah, well, whatever the hell happened here, I can only hope that the SCPs contained within are destroyed at the very least.
Well, we have a Keter level SCP on our hands right now.
In the back.
Fuck. So he brings his hand forward and gives some hand movements, and a bunch of guys surround the back of your truck, and you hear guns just cock wild.
It hasn't moved. Now, I'll give you, I'm gonna like, can I step out of my vehicle, please?
Yeah, y'all get out. Let's go. Right.
So I'm going to open my door and step to the back, and I'm going to walk back and open the back of it up. Now, the story is 173 escaped earlier this morning.
We got the reports. It was supposedly recontained.
Yeah, well, two of them were.
Well, they were reassigned to the 97th, so.
Nice. Me and these two eggheads... until I learn y'all's names, that's just what it's gonna be. Recontained 173. Squad took it back, recontained. We had one witness to wrap up. I went to the sheriff's office. We got everything erased there. But the one witness we had started acting a little funny, and that's when we started noticing a little black substance on the camera. Took a sample of it. She's got a sample in her case there. We can't properly test it all the way until we get it, you know, into some laboratories, but collected that at the end. When we went in there, she was freaked because she saw 173 kill the entire store when she rounded the corner. And she barely got out of there alive herself. At the end of the interview, she was very confident in herself and chillaxed. So it spooked me. I put a bullet in her just because I didn't feel right about it. So I contained it and just kind of did that on the spur of a moment thing. Started cleaning up everything. Local sheriff, I've been working with him for a while now. He is a very big yes man, never puts up any fuss when I talk to him about anything. If I have to lock the town down, he never questions anything, just does it because, you know, that's his job. But he started getting smart with me and getting confident. And when I drove by earlier, I did notice him wearing an old theater mask, but, I mean, that's a small meth town, so who knows. And then when we got to the middle of the desert, or before that, when we were flying here, that's when she discovered that this black goo coming out of this body, which is not what we cleaned up at the station. It was blood red. And by the time I opened the back, she smells like she smells now, and black goo everywhere.
Well, it certainly sounds like an SCP contain. So the men start to move in. Some of the men are pulling body bags out of the back of the truck that's parked in front of the gates. They start coming in and doing a cleanup. You two, agents.
Yes.
You got any further intel here? We got relayed information that you're two forensics.
It would make sense because of the decay on the corpse, the rapid decay on the corpse, that this could be what happened to the facility. With the rapid decay of the facility, it could be the same exact thing.
No, I'm no Brainiac.
Clearly.
Pew pew. Shot fire. I'm not going to pretend to know my head from an asshole. But what looks to be here is decades of decay, whereas here it looks, I mean, in my expertise, it looks no more than a week.
Yeah, that is interesting. I would need to further study this.
Well, I can't let you into the secure site for obvious reasons. Your clearance level is not high enough. We've classified this temporarily as Keter. But I can contact O5 and see if we can get clearance for you to do field ops investigation work for this potential key secondary Keter level event. Yeah, I'll just stand by. So a few moments later goes by. You see him nodding, shaking his head. And he comes back from behind the car or the truck. I've got temporary clearance for you to investigate the Keter level invests. I've got temporary clearance for you to investigate the Keter level potential occurrence. If you make any contact with this anomaly, you are immediately ordered to contact O5 command. Are you understood?
Yes.
Crystal.
So he hands you a burner phone each. There's one number only in there. If at any point in time you lose this device, you need to contact O5 Council immediately.
How do we contact O5 Council?
I was gonna be a smartass and be like, on what, the phone we lost?
Well, I mean, I've got my phone. I don't know if y'all have.
So as you flip this burner phone open, it has one number saved.
And we call this number in case anything weird happens?
Anything weird.
Alrighty. So what are we going to do about the town?
Well, as of this moment, the entire town's been put under lockdown.
Do we get to bomb it? Please tell me we get to bomb it.
Well, if we can't contain the event, then yes, we'll neutralize the source.
Nice.
I think you have a lot of issues that you need to work out. I know a person. I've been working in that town for far too long. That could really help you with your issues.
No. Everybody you knew is gone. You lived in that facility, didn't you?
Not my entire life.
I mean...
Although when he says that, you do realize Squeakers was in there. So
Squeakers.
I need you... So I'm going to need you to roll me a sanity. Since he is one of your... bonds. Daniel, you're also going to have to roll me a sanity as you realize your work associate, Patrice, was in there.
Oh, 90 out of 65.
Nope, 83 over 75.
So you'll lose one sanity point over this. And you said 83
over 65? 83
over 75. Over 75. So you'll lose 1d4 sanity over this.
Two.
Okay. So yes, you both have a little bit of tragic loss here.
Remember, this is Squeakers number 75. So I need to get Squeakers number 76.
She loses sanity every time.
Probably.
But it's her own fault. Experiment 12 failed. Nope.
Yeah, because Squeakers is like legit my only friend. But I use him for like experimentation.
He's a clone.
If she kills him, it's different.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, as you...
Sorry. I feel like I wouldn't lose that much sanity, though, because, like, he dies all the time. I just get a new Squeakers.
I really just wanted somebody to lose sanity.
That's fine. We can keep it. I'm just saying, like...
All right. So you guys have lost your sanity. You've gotten your new orders, and you are ordered to investigate this new SCP. And as you're about... to lock and load as your back of your SUV/truck is cleaned out now, you get a text on your normal phone.
I'm gonna look at it.
Notice anything strange? And the number that you received the text from is all jargled. Symbols, numbers, letters.
I have a request.
Yeah.
I need to get to the pet store.
Why?
I need a new lab rat.
Let's go pick up one on the side of the road. There's rats everywhere around here.
I have a specific pet store I go to. It's part of my OCD. Very specific pet store. I need to get one. If I am to experiment on this goo, I'm going to need another squeakers. I mean lab rat.
Experiment with the goo? No, that goo...
I need to figure out what it is, what makes it tick.
That's their job. Our job is done on that goo. You ain't taking that shit nowhere with me. Hey, she still has some goo left in her science bag over here.
Was I supposed to give it all up?
They didn't ask for it.
Oh, yeah. They didn't ask for it.
Damn it. Fucking taking world-ending shit around with us everywhere. It's like y'all want the apocalypse to happen or something. The mighty Cthulhu's gonna rise again. Damn it.
Actually, he's... You know what? Never mind.
I don't want to know. Don't want to know. Just leave it out. I'm just gonna shoot.
Okay, so I just... I need... Job.
Just to shoot things.
Take me to the pet store.
Fine. We'll go to the pet store. I'm gonna get in my SUV and, like, start it up and be like, we need gas first. I'm running low on gas. Before I take off, I am going to one more time take a look at the picture. And this time, look at every detail I possibly can.
Now that you're looking at every detail very close, you do see something on the bottom left corner. You see a file. You see the edge of a very familiar logo. And at the top right corner, you see SCP-035. And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode.
What about squeakers?
Next time.
Fuck squeakers.
I don't want to fuck them.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
This is the O5 Council. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to attend this briefing. If you have any further questions, you can contact us on the Robots Radio Discord. Links are in the show notes below. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled, your ears open, and await further instructions. O5 Council out.
Hello, gentle listener. Every Friday, be sure to tune in.
What the hell are you doing, Ampersand?
Hi, Charlie. I'm sorry. I broke in.
I thought I was the only one to talk to myself.
Well, I'm letting everyone know about the Fumbling Four and the Almighty Crit.
Woo-hoo!
It's a 5e live play podcast. Join us every week.
Where do we find it, you old crusty coot?
Anywhere you can get all your podcasts.
Woo-hoo!
Find it every Friday, you stupid cat!
What up, Tonight City? You're listening to N54 Radio. This is DJ Sparks bringing you a new hit show from Night City, Cyberpunked, a Cyberpunk Red live play podcast. Listen as a ragtag group slamming on the corpos, survive the streets, and try to keep from being flatlined. You can tune in on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. DJ Sparks out!